Lent is a season of reflection and repentance. It's taking time to deliberately pause and notice how far and how often we've strayed from God's good intention for our lives. And time again, we find how gracious, how close God is when we return. So we come, not in shame, but in hopeful anticipation of His grace and forgiveness. This week, you'll be hearing from Jess, our children's director. You've probably heard her voice teaching the big God story, or you've probably seen her giving big hugs to kids coming into church. Her story reminds us how repentance is an opportunity to come close to God. And she reminds us how being honest with what we're feeling, the good and the more challenging emotions, invites God into these hard places and actually allows us to fall deeper in love with Him. Let's listen.
Several weeks ago, I was at work when I got a frantic call from my dad, who dropped by my house saying that my kids, Olivia and Evan, were missing. I listened with my heart pounding in my ears as he told me how he went around the block looking for them and shouted their names, but couldn't find them. My husband, a cop working the graveyard shift, was home but sleeping after working all night. My anger and fear began to erupt in that moment, and I shouted, "Why are you calling me instead of waking him up and calling the police to report it so we can look for them? Every minute counts in a missing persons report." I was 45 minutes away from home and unable to help or assist in looking for my kids. I felt helpless, scared, angry. I had no words to utter but Jesus. "Jesus, where are you? Jesus, can you hear me? Jesus, can you help me? I need you. Jesus, let this be a joke. Jesus." Nothing else in the world mattered. When the floor seemed to disappear beneath my feet in those short moments, I nearly crumbled with just the name of Jesus on my lips. Thankfully, the story doesn't end there. It turned out that it was a perfect storm of miscommunication and translation mishap. On this particular day, my husband, who had worked the entire night, had to take the kids to their dentist appointment when he got off work in the morning. And then he dropped them off at school, so he had only gotten about 2 hours of sleep before having to wake up to pick them up again for early dismissal day. When he brought them home, he passed out after making plans for an old friend of his to give Evan a private lesson. A plan he forgot to tell me about and didn't put in our family calendar, so I had no way of knowing about it. It turned out that my daughter was in her room doing her homework with her headphones on, so she didn't hear anyone calling for her name. And later that night, I found out that my dad had called me to ask if I knew where the kids were, instead of telling me my kids were missing. But due to terrible miscommunication, things were lost in translation and his delivery got jumbled. Though that was one of the most jarring phone calls I've ever received, my children were safe and sound the entire time. After having had the time to process, I realized that it had been a while since Jesus' name was on my lips, and that it had also been a while since I was desperate for God like the way I found myself desperate for Him in that moment. It was through that situation where I found myself asking, when did I start becoming so complacent? Why was I relying on my feelings and competencies so deeply? Did God move away from me, or did I move away from Him? As I reflected, I realized that I had been frustrated and angry at God that contributed to the distance between us. So, I took that up with God. I laid it all out. I yelled, I cried, I talked, I mumbled, I got it out. And then I repented. We all know it's never God's fault, that He's never the one to move away from us. the responsibility always lies within ourselves. And yet, when we allow our frustrations and anger keep us from going to God and growing in relationship with Him daily, we are the ones who grow distant, little by little. And over time, that distance of little by little grows to be a lot. How far does God feel to you right now? After repenting and coming honestly before Him with all of my anger and frustration, I've fallen in love with God a little deeper. I realize yet again that God's grace is still sufficient, that He can handle my anger, that though He is holy and righteous, He invites me to bring all of me before Him, and He forgives me, a sinner, who doesn't deserve His love and grace. When was the last time you came honestly before God? Take a second to reflect. Do you find yourself holding back from God? As I close, I want to share the verse I return to often when I'm going through difficulty. Isaiah 4, verses 1 through 3 says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Amen. I invite you to reflect on this verse with me this week, and I pray that it not only encourages you, but you find yourself falling in love with God a little deeper as you discover more of His heart. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for your unrelenting and unconditional love. Help us to turn to you and move towards you in every single moment of our lives, even when our physical bodies want to turn away from you. I'd like to pray for everyone listening right now that has been feeling stuck or feeling far away from you. Father, we pray that they would feel the power of your Holy Spirit move towards them right now. We pray for there to be a spirit of repentance and confession, and that they would fall deeper in love with you as they discover more of your heart. In your name. Amen.